This is the Midday Summary on the RFD Radio Network for a Friday. I'm Jim Taylor. Always working to grow ag education programs around the state, looking for more gains, including a concerted effort in Chicago.
We are. We've been averaging 6 to 8 new programs a year, and we're going to be almost double that this coming year. Yeah, we've reached a very close to 100% market saturation around the state outside of the Chicago area. And so, obviously, we hear from our industry partners that they continue needing additional people for those jobs in the ag sector. And so, to respond to that and to continue to help grow the number of teachers that we have who can serve that growing number of schools, we're dividing my territory starting in July. And I will be focusing my time specifically just on the Metro Chicago area. So I'll be spending time at schools focusing on teacher recruitment, as well as improving the program quality of the Chicago area schools, and focusing on trying to build those. Most of the programs in the Chicago area are single teacher and have we're looking forward to helping those schools be able to grow into serving more students and reaching into the schools that don't currently offer ag who really should be. You know, there's a lot of schools in the Chicago area that don't, but downstate, yeah, we've definitely are approaching market saturation.
Luke Allen is District 2 Program Advisor for Facilitating Coordination in Ag Education. His office is in Wheaton. A great resource as we get set for the farmers market season. Also, all things local foods and agritourism.
So if you go to specialtygrowers.org/shoplocal, you will find the statewide local food and farm directory with over 2,400 food and farm businesses that partners across the state help support to make sure that we're bringing you the most accurate local food and farm directory. Now, we know we don't have everybody in there, but we do work really hard to make sure that the businesses in there are up to date and current. You can go on and you can search by product, you can search by geographic location, you can search by business. So if you're looking specifically for farmers markets, you can search that way. If you're looking for anybody that lists strawberries, you can also look that way. Or you're just going and having a day and you want to say, in this geographic area or this county, I want to know what's happening. So again, that's specialtygrowers.org/shoplocal. And we have spent the winter trying to make sure that is up to date for you.
The Illinois Farm Bureau Associate Director of Food Systems Development, Rigella Scavuzzo. You're listening to the RFD Radio Network.